Network. We are back into overdrive just for 5 minutes because I want to get to more of your calls. John in Houston, you're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Oh, several points I made. One has to do with Einstein's EPR paradox. Are you familiar that that's tied into your spidey sense?
Well, I mean, they've done a lot of studies that everybody's got a sixth sense. It's just how attuned is it? But please continue.
Well, Einstein proved that faster-than-light communication exists, and this experiment's been duplicated many times. But the most exciting part about this is there's a way for us to bump that up. And one reason why it's so hard to wake so many people up is because their spidey sense is just too low. But there's a natural way to bump this up, and it's on the cutting edge. There are 40 scientific organizations studying this in Germany right now, and I'd like to talk to you a whole lot more about that offline, if I could. Other things I'd want to bring up real quick is something that I think of every time I hear you talk is Book 3, Chapter 7 in Aristotle's Rhetoric. And if you haven't read that real short chapter, it's only about three paragraphs long. I guarantee you, Alex, when you read it, it will put the biggest smile on your face because it will just confirm what you're doing is right.
Well, I've read some Aristotle, but I haven't read it in decades. Somebody email me that particular chapter. What is it again?
Book 3, Chapter 7 in Aristotle's Rhetoric.
Yeah.
And then another book that Aristotle wrote on ethics. He talked about how ethical knowledge didn't have anything to do with precise knowledge. It didn't have anything to do with logic and mathematics, but it had to do with general knowledge. And this ties into the spidey sense. So the caller you had on last week, I guess I have to say this. The people ruling the world, the globalists, they're con artists. They're masters of illusion. And they're misdirecting all of our experts. They're misdirecting our medical doctors.
They create false constructs that are limited paradigm and then shunt everyone into those. Great, great points, John. I'm going to jump and get to Debbie. I wish I could get to everybody else. Debbie in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Debbie.
Hello?
Welcome.
Hi, thank you. I also want to thank Mayor Forster for what he is doing and the people who stand to support and try to speak out and get arrested or thrown out at their meetings. I know what that's like. We have that happen here frequently. I do a bond presentation. One thing I really would like people to do is find out what their town's debt is. Hello, hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Ma'am, you're on air. I promise you.
Okay, I can't hear. When you find out what your bond debt is, and this is going to the bankers, it's going to the insurance companies, it's going to a central group of solicitors, and they are constantly refinancing, which they call refunding, which keeps the people into servitude.
Absolutely. They have a double set of books. They have the budget that's a small part of it. They then siphon everything else off into the comprehensive annual financial report system, and it all goes into Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. They then, when you go bankrupt, they then make the calls for unemployment. They're the operators. They control and issue the cards for the food stamps. They run it all. It's a meat grinder.
It's a big scam, and what people need to do is wake up to it. And when they see what the debt is that they have in their own town, we need to repudiate it and just stick it back to the people that have been sticking it to us. I also go into showing how to find Agenda 21, smart growth, sustainable.
Well, that's awesome. Do you have a website or something, ma'am?
Yes, I do, and I'd be happy. It's being uploaded. It's called MantuaRepublicans.com, and there is an actual resolution that you can download, put in your own town, to start repudiating your own town's debt.
Good job. We're out of time. I appreciate your call. I'm sorry to Greg, and others that are patiently holding there. We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., God willing. Pray for us. I know a lot of people say they pray for me, folks that aren't Christian, whatever, good energy, whatever. Point is, I appreciate all your thoughts, your prayers. Thanks for putting up with me. I'm just an average person doing the best I can. I want to say great job to the crew. But I do need your prayers. I appreciate your prayers. Keep them coming. I can feel them, and I need them. And all of us need them. Let's all pray for each other. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, B-E-R-K-E-Y.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, the 12th day of July, 2011. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. We're going to have wide open phones and incredible amounts of absolutely vital news. This is a broadcast that is all about living in the real world, facing reality, 2 plus 2 equals 4, Obama is becoming a dictator, launching wars without congressional approval, saying he's going to sign executive orders to restrict the Second Amendment, passing carbon taxes without Congress passing laws. Of course, Obama will leave office undoubtedly. It is the office being turned into a dictatorship. We're going to be breaking that down today. We're going to be facing the fact that 2 plus 2 does equal 4, and that the tyranny we're seeing does equal despotism and corruption, and that if you study societies and nations and modern societies as well, once countries get to this point, they either descend into absolute nightmare oppression, or the people wake up, stand up, speak out, and start getting in the face of corrupt individuals everywhere and turn the tide. But we are at the crossroads. We have some very sad news, but also news of a mission of freedom that has not been rivaled in modern history, and a dedication to sticking to his guns and not compromising. And Ron Paul has driven himself like no one I've ever known, doing as many as 10 interviews a day, reading all the major legislation. Ron Paul, does work on average 18 hours a day. 18 hours a day at 75, almost 76 years old. Many times talking to him privately or on the air, he always knows every news item that I'm aware of that had just come out. He voraciously reads and researches. He's an economist, a medical doctor, a father, and Ron Paul has announced that win or lose, obviously if he wins, he won't be running for re-election in the House, but if he loses, he's going to be leaving the House of Representatives, and he will not be seeking re-election. So Ron Paul will, of course, be out of office, out of the House one way or another in a year. Win or lose the GOP presidential nomination, Texas Representative Ron Paul says he won't run for another term in Congress. In a message posted on his Facebook page, Paul said he will not run for re-election next year to the U.S. House. I have decided not to seek re-election for the House seat in 2012 and will focus all of my energy winning the presidency, he wrote. So I'm glad he's all in, and that's the way to do it, because he would have to simultaneously run for the House. He is all in, and it's obviously something I'm going to be talking about more. I just learned this 5 minutes ago, I'll have more comments later. I'm obviously going to do a special report on this that we'll put on PrisonPlanet.tv and we'll premiere tomorrow on the radio. And we obviously need to really get behind the campaign, because either way you slice it, Congressman Ron Paul has really exposed the globalist at this critical juncture. And if it wasn't for the people that have supported Ron Paul in the last election, this election, we wouldn't be as far along as we are in awakening, not just people here in the U.S., but worldwide, to the private Federal Reserve, the whole global government movement, the carbon taxes, the fraudulent wars, all of it. He's a true constitutionalist, and we salute Congressman Ron Paul. And we're going to a guest here in just a moment. The other big news I'm going to be covering in detail, patrol agent's family calling for justice. The family of a murdered Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry, and there's several others that have been killed that are getting ready to sue as well, say that they are preparing to, they're looking at suing the federal government, including Attorney General Eric Holder, the head of the ATF, and others for shipping tens of thousands of firearms into Mexico as a pretext. They've already launched this program last year to demonize the Second Amendment and blame the total collapse of Mexico and the failed state on the Second Amendment. So it was double-edged to destabilize Mexico, but also move to ban semi-automatic firearm sales, shut down gun shows, restrict gun shops, and put people on no gun buy list, just like the no-fly list, extrajudiciary. And they've been caught completely. This is 1,000 times what Nixon did. This is 10 times what Clinton ever did. I mean, this is so out in the open, red-handed. And I've got to tell you the good news. I listened to WOAI and 590 KLBJ this morning, and randomly tuning in, both of the local shows were saying, one of them's liberal to a certain extent, arrest Holder, that this is criminal, that it's a false flag to blame it on the Second Amendment, that it's staged terror. So we've gotten that meme out there. We've gotten that talking point of truth out, and we are hurting the globalists bad. We can bring them down with this. In fact, I'm getting chills right now. We're going to be covering that coming up at the bottom of the hour. This is so important, I need to compose myself before I get into this and try to put out some ideas that can really, really energize the movement to bring these murderers. That they are murderers by extension and should be charged as such. I mean, if I went and sold guns to criminals and it killed cops, I could get capital murder for that, premeditated. So capital might be hard, definitely murder. I don't know about murder one, but we're going to be going over all of that. Just incredible news on so many fronts. Southern Poverty Law Center is coming out and demonizing Rand Paul. I want to go now to Ed Foster, because this has become a focal point around the country, Quartzsite, Arizona. He is the mayor there. It's become a focal point because of the police chief and others declaring a civil emergency Sunday, because people are upset about the woman, Jennifer Jones, being arrested were simply asking questions during her citizens' communication, the mayor saying, let her speak. And then this example of tyranny is drawn. Campaign for Liberty, Oath Keepers, and everybody at the court site, so we're watching this closely. Mayor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Alex. Your show and your audience that really have carried the ball in this thing. It's made it an international story, and that international support has been overwhelming right now.
Well, sir, this has become an international issue. This is just out of the Arizona Republic and Associated Press. Arizona town in disarray. Mayor alleges corruption. You, of course, are elected there, sir. And so I guess this is martial law. Is it true that you have now been fired by these people?
Well, effectively, I'll tell you what. Once you declare a state of emergency, the chief executive, the highest elected official, is the one that's supposed to be in charge. But this consulate had an illegal meeting Sunday, which the attorney general has finally got so many emails and letters and complaints. And he sent out an email yesterday to everyone that he hadn't received a formal complaint about an illegal meeting. So I rushed out. We had no power. I rushed over to California yesterday afternoon, and I made sure he got at least one formal complaint signed by the mayor of Portside about their illegal meeting. And the interesting part of that is, during an illegal meeting, any action taken is null and void because all business at an illegal meeting is therefore illegal. So we are technically not under a state of emergency, even though the chief of police and the town manager think they are.
No, I understand. I mean, how do they fire the mayor? How do they send a SWAT team to your house Sunday demanding you come to a meeting, and you get there and say this is illegal, this meeting, and they slam
my house? They came to my door and they said, you are required to be at town hall. And I wait a minute, my relationship with this chief, and he had a vest on that said police, whatever they call that. I don't think it's right here, but it is.
Nassan, they were dressed up for war. But, sir, to be specific, so they've declared the civil emergency. Folks were able to hear it through the window. We've now got a copy of it. Basically, it is martial law. And now,
well, they think they have. And this morning here in a few minutes, there's going to be an illegal meeting, or at least they think there is. They have changed the schedule of the meeting from 7 p.m. this evening to morning because they didn't think anybody would be here, and already the crowds are starting to gather for the meeting. But basically, when this meeting happens at 10 o'clock from the podium, I am going to announce that this is the result of an illegal act during the illegal meeting they had Sunday. I will not compound the illegality of it. I'm canceling this meeting. I will have them reschedule it in a facility.
Well, sir, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. This is the Associated Press. Thousands are traveling to your town. I'm told hundreds and hundreds have already traveled there. It says the far western Arizona town of Quartzsite was in disarray after the town council ousted the mayor, you're elected, from power and declared a state of emergency
I'm asserting my power this morning, Eric. This is going to be a three-ring circus here this morning.
Oh, wait. So you're going to go have a showdown literally at high noon Arizona time and say, look, you may claim that the elected mayor isn't the mayor. You may claim because you got guns. This happened famously in Tennessee in a case where...
Well, we're going to do this in 10 o'clock here in about 45 minutes. We're going to do this. And even if two people were in this whole schedule of a meeting at 10 a.m. in the morning in an attempt do this when the citizens of Portside are busy with their lives and can't come to this meeting. That's why they did it. Also, the chief that went to, I'm looking around me now, and the sheriff and all kinds of outside police forces are here on the scene. He wants to make this look so. And he is the one that's inciting. And if you look at the videos of our meeting, when he arrested Mike Roth and when he arrested Jones, he was inciting the people,
Well, Mayor, this is what's key. Sir,
causing the problem,
Sir, we're going to skip this break because we only have a few more minutes with you, this network break, because it's so important. And obviously, I feel like I've just fallen into the Twilight Zone here. You're the elected mayor. They're arresting people that try to speak politely during citizens' communications. They've declared an emergency. They say they fired you. So literally they're now becoming kings. And from what I just heard you say, the local...
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 12th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,549.56. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,588.71, $794.36 for a half ounce, or $397.18 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,588.71, $794.36, and $397.18.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
But I kept after him. I used the FOIA documents. And I finally figured out that there's 8 to 10 extra paychecks going out every payday. Every 2 weeks, 8 to 10 checks, $1,000 each. We're talking about $250,000 out of a $3 billion budget. Pretty significant hub. I went to the state, tried to get the state to do it. State actually opened an investigation, but it moved slowly.
And so, that's why they're acting so scared, and that's why they're so dangerous, because they know.
Right.
Yeah.
They're trapped, they're cornered. And their reaction is to not say, oh, my God, maybe we better get out. Their action is to try to seize more power and more power. And they actually contrived, if you look at the videos, the chief instituted himself into the business of the consul. He incited the audience and created the situation Ross was arrested at the meeting before. Miss Jones was arrested at the next meeting. You know, he's trying to institute this emergency procedure so that he can seize control of the town.
He's running a psyop. That's what corrupt cops do when they come up and shove you and say, why are you upset? Why are you upset? And I've learned to just look down and just stop talking, and they get really mad. But, yeah, they try to start a fight with you.
One night at Castle Podium, he got up, and he called me arrogant because I just sat at the podium and smiled at him. And I'm trying to get the people out there in La Paz County and Port Said to do the same. Don't let him incite you, because if he incites you, he's playing victim to his plan. You know, if you just smile at him, you take all of his powers away. You know, he has no power. And truthfully, in the end, we have to win. You know, we are going to win. The state is finally, thanks to all your listeners and all the people, the state is waking up to this, you know.
Well, I mean, who needs mayors or anybody anymore? I guess once you put a police chief in, we'll just, why not build a throne in the city building and put, I'm serious, and declare him emperor of Quartzsite?
Well, what we do need, and I'll tell you I have used your listeners and the people that are calling. I've asked them to contact the governor and the attorney general, and that has had an effect, okay? But the other effect of this has been, I've literally received thousands of emails, hundreds of calls a day, and it's amazing how much this story is similar all over the country. My brother started this down in Okaloosa County, Florida, and if you look up Okaloosa County and Sheriff, Charlie something down there, my brother got him arrested, the undersheriff arrested, a couple of county board supervisors arrested, and you know, I'm sort of following his template. The other day, I'd spoken about that, and a lady from Florida called me, and she wanted to contact my brother. And she did. I gave her my brother's number, and she contacted him. The 60-year-old lady was attending council meeting, taking notes. She probably didn't know that she could go and get a FOIA document to get the meeting minutes, but she was taking notes. A council member got up and went to her and shook his finger in her face and said, "You're a bad person." I mean, imagine that in America.
They got something to hide. Look, here's the deal, and you know this, Mayor. We the people constitute states. The legislatures institute the laws, and when cities and counties don't follow it, and if the sheriff won't enforce the law, it's time for the state police to roll in, and it's time for that city council to be clamped down and everything to be opened up. And that's what's supposed to happen here. You've definitely got rogue government there, and it's time for the state to step up. If the state doesn't step up, then you've got a very dangerous precedent right there in Arizona.
Exactly. Before I go away from you, because I got to get to this meeting.
Yes, sir.
I want to make sure that you understand that when these 80% of the police force decided that they were had enough and they were going to stand up for rights and really, they wrote this letter. It's out there all over the Internet for all of these people, you know. I went to the governor's office. I'm an engineer, and I'm a fairly new politician here. And I went to the governor's office, and I told him, I don't know. What do I do here? How can you help? Is there something you with all of this mess that's going on? I got told there was nothing they could do. The attorney general could do nothing. But again, the publicity, the emails and the letters that have been directed to those two offices, they've changed their attitude now. Again, they don't...
Sir, let me stop because we're almost out of time, and I want to check in with you towards the end of the show after the meeting, and we're going to check in with Stuart Rhodes and others that are there. But please, sir, in the last minute, what is the showdown? You're going to show up and say, I'm the elected mayor under state law. This is illegal. And what do you think?
Well, first off, the declaration of an emergency was done at an illegal meeting. Therefore, it's illegal, null and void. Okay? That can't happen. But this meeting that is scheduled at a time and place that wasn't on the code, it's illegal. And we're not going to have this meeting this morning. And that's the showdown. I'm telling them this is an illegal meeting. We cannot have it. We're closing down the meeting right now. I'm walking away. If they decide to go ahead, then they will get another complaint to the Attorney General's office immediately. I will call the Attorney General with this complaint.
Well, also, you should try to
I'm not going
to
let them take over the town and violate even the town rules. You know, they're in violation of state law, in violation of federal civil rights laws, but they're not going to...
Mayor Ed Foster, thank you so much.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Do you believe that Christians are going to be persecuted? Revelation 6:11 states they will. Revelation 13:7 states they will also. And then in Revelation 20, verse 4, states that some in the resurrection will have been beheaded for the witness of Jesus Christ. Beheading is usually done with a guillotine. Could that be why guillotines are stored on every military base in America? Not all Christians will be martyred. However, in Luke 21:36, it states that some will be counted worthy to escape. We'd like to help you understand these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. Call today. Operators are standing by.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Ron Paul's statement is up at Infowars.com. He is not going to run for re-election to the House of Representatives from Texas. He is not going to simultaneously run for the House while he runs for president, so he can give his full focus, his last big push. And either way, win, lose, or draw, he educates people, he injects real issues, he shows both. The Democrats and Republicans are bought and paid for by the very same interest. That's why the Republican front runners are all trying to adopt Ron Paul-esque speech, because they know that the American people are constitutionalist, libertarian in their common sense mindset. That's why the former IRS tax collector, Michelle Bachmann, is now talking like Ron Paul. That's why the former male cheerleader and Al Gore campaign manager in Texas for president, Slick Rick Perry is sounding like Ron Paul more and more every day. That's why the guy that wrote the model of Obamacare for Massachusetts that became the model of Obamacare, and a guy who wants carbon taxes, Mitt Romney, is being hailed as John Wayne, because these people are as phony as a $3 bill. So is Sarah Palin. I'm not even saying Michelle Bachmann's a bad person. I'm not even saying that Sarah Palin's a bad person. And obviously, with their track records, they're better than Barack Obama. But it's time to end the lesser of two evils. Okay, it's time to not go with the sexy candidates, the good-looking women, just because it's a fun novelty, and it's, you know, the beauty queens and the tax assessors. It's time to go with the statesman Ron Paul and to fully get behind him and to get as much information out about the New World Order and CIA narcotic trafficking that Ron Paul talks about and staged crises and all of it. And we will win in the info war, regardless of whether he wins or not. And it will position Rand Paul, who everybody says, oh, I wish he'd run. Don't worry, in the future, he'll be running. That's why they're now swinging their guns towards him. The Southern Poverty Law Center, very unsavory anti-American group, has now labeling him an extremist and going into full-time demonization of him. You saw all the dirty tricks by the Republicans in the primary, then by Democrats in the general election for Senate, pull out every stop. He worships Buddha. He's kidnapping women. He hates black people. They hired Democratic operatives on record 3 times that got caught to run around with racist signs saying they supported Rand Paul. I mean, they've been caught all over the country doing this. I mean, these people will do anything. And you know when they come after somebody that they're good. They're going after Michelle Bachmann right now, which shows they are scared of her because she's probably grown up a lot since being an IRS tax collector. And she's against the carbon tax, and she says she's against the globalist, and we have a choice, liberty or tyranny. And I'll tell you, when you know, the sniff test, watching her, looking at her, she believes what she's saying, and they're no doubt tapping her phones, tracking her. I mean, the media does that to major government personalities, not to mention intelligence agencies, as has come out with all the Fox News England news with them hacking and using criminals and things. This is par for the course. So I like Bachmann more than Palin. But this isn't a beauty contest, and this is not a personality contest. This is about track record. Okay, Ron Paul was a patriot 40 years ago. He was a patriot 27 years ago in Congress and got run out of Congress as a libertarian. He came back using a Republican machine, the system, and won, and has been a stalwart, a voice in the wilderness for decade upon decade upon decade. And he's getting ready to hang up his spurs. He'll either win the presidency and face, as he said on this show, great personal danger, not just political and danger to his name, because they will make up anything about him. Just get ready for that, but actually physical danger. Ron Paul announces he will not run for re-election in the House. Again, Infowars.com, Kurt Nemo, if you want to get that information and get it out to people. Now, obviously, we've been covering Quartzsite. This is a big deal where the police chief and the city council, quote, fire the mayor because they got a few thousand emails and people saying, hey, you shouldn't arrest folks in Citizen Communications who get up there and talk about new taxes being passed illegally. I mean, that's part of what America is. And all over the country, people have gotten to the point where they just drive by government buildings and, ooh, that's the government, and you call them sir, and you bow to them. They're the new royalty. No, America is about the people at the city council meetings, the people knowing what's going on with the zoning boards. This is our country. And government, our servants, have gotten out of control. And all over the nation, they're coming in Michigan and Oklahoma and saying, you can't grow vegetables without a license in your yard. A lady's facing 90 days in jail, even though the code says she can grow vegetables. And if the code said she couldn't, get rid of it. But the code doesn't even say it. That's NBC News admits that. They don't care. It's about their petty power trip. See, control freaks, folks that can't produce, tend to get into government positions because that's where they can have power. It's called parasitism, parasitic behavior. And when you have servants in government, you have a good society. When you get a bunch of control freaks in there, and when you get the attitude of, well, that's just what they do, And now all over the country, if you speak out against corruption, they go, oh, my gosh, Al-Qaeda, extremists, call the police, fire the mayor, declare emergency. Nobody can ever speak again at city council meetings. This is what the New World Order is. This is what the fake terror scare is. What did that police chief in Quartzsite do last year when they were getting up saying, you're passing taxes. Where are these hundreds of thousands of dollars going? Who gets these mystery paychecks? And they said, we're not going to tell you. You're like Jared Lee Loeffner. I guess it was earlier this year. Shut up. January. We're not going to discuss it. I mean, this is all on record. And see, it's become a real soap opera. People aren't watching Dancing with the Stars or football or basketball or baseball. People are doing what Americans always did before in other free societies. The real soap opera is reality. The real fight is knowing the personalities, being involved, not letting people run over you, walking tall. You've got to fight for freedom. And that doesn't mean killing some brown people overseas for their opium or their oil or for no-bid weapons contracts. That means here in America. If you just drive by the government buildings and decide that, well, that's their place and they're the boss, of course they're going to run wild. Of course they're going to engage in all sorts of corruption. That's the nature of it. So later, I want to get into what, in fact, you heard the mayor mention his brother exposing corruption and how it ended up sending the sheriff to prison. I mean, this is incredible. So, again, you've got it genetic. It's in the family with that mayor. His brother right there in Arizona kicked off an investigation in another county that sent somebody to jail, that sent a whole bunch of people to jail. Listen, if you just threw food all over the ground in your house for a few months, if you didn't have roaches, you're going to get them. If you didn't have rats, you're going to get them. Well, imagine, this is like a kitchen that's had the light off for 20 years with 100 pounds of food dumped in through the ceiling. That's our tax money. And you open up that room, it's nothing but millions of cockroaches and rats running around everywhere. You kick the door in almost anywhere, and you are going to see horrors going on behind the closed doors of national security and local government and all the rest of this. And I go back to the Battle of Athens in 1946, the Battle of Athens, sometimes called the McMinn County War. And all these World War II vets got back from World War II, and a totally corrupt city council and sheriff's department and police department had taken over and were robbing everybody and were openly mafia. And the World War II vets just voted them out in an election. They wouldn't leave, just like what's happening in Quartzsite. And so the troops just went in, just the citizens. Just like 1776, just went in. They had a big shootout with them. They finally waved the white flag, and the state came in and found that it was just what the citizens had done. It was a citizens' rebellion against tyranny. And you're going to see this happen. That's why the state of Arizona just says, let that city do whatever they want. Because if you let one ant stand up, all the ants might stand up to the grasshoppers. Because this is going on everywhere. They're jacking up taxes everywhere. They're taking the money everywhere. They're telling you you can't see the records everywhere. They're engaged in all sorts of chicanery everywhere. I mean, our own city council has got their wives and kids hired, and you know, they got deals with developers, and we've just accepted that this is what they do, that they lie, steal, cheat, that that's what government does. They've just accepted it. They think they've steamrollered us to where we'll go along with anything. Here's a modern example in Tennessee. Great folks there with the history of standing up. This is going on in the town of Laverne, and it's in the larger county. Tennessee citizens try to abolish their city government. Citizens in the local town in Tennessee trying to abolish their city government. This is one of the most encouraging stories of free individuals pushing back against tyrannical encroachment since the McMinn County War of 1946. Government in La, V-E-R-G-N-E, I guess that's La Verge, Tennessee, recently raised property taxes on their citizens by 100% as the economy implodes. That's serfdom, folks. Raising their water utility rate by 40 and also raise their sewage rate by 60. Is it any wonder that the residents want to do away with them? Here's the full story of the people's recent struggle against oppressive taxation that is taking place right next door to you. and it goes on. I mean, this is what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. This is what's going on all over the country. Okaloosa County Sheriff arrested on federal charges in Arizona. All of this triggered by the mayor's brother down there fighting. The mayor. Oh, this is in Florida. Okay, so I have another one here out of Arizona. There's just too many of these for me to keep track of. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Dew's running these articles into me one after the other. Okay, now, we've got the whole Ron Paul situation that I'm going to be getting into more. Euro shaken by debt crisis. We've got Ahmed Wali Karzai, the admitted CIA drug kingpin, the guy that muscles and controls most of the opium in Afghanistan. He has been killed. He's the guy the U.S. troops deliver the schmack to before it's shipped into Russia, China, Eastern, Western Europe, and, of course, the United States directly to your veins. And so that's a big deal. That's in the Washington Post. Again, New York Times admits he's the top heroin dealer. Does a good job for the Pentagon. But he is dead now, and who knows what happened with that. Was it some rival folks? I mean, that's what these wars are about. That's what's happening right now in Mexico. That's what Fast and Furious is all about, arming the Los Zetas, trained publicly at Fort Benning, Georgia School of Americas in the last decade, launching their attack 6 years ago. We told you about the new war coming, that they would, quote, have a fake defection into their own drug gang. They leave Fort Benning, Georgia, get to Mexico, and then defect and then wage war against the drug cartels that aren't playing ball with the big U.S. banks and the Mexican government of Felipe Calderon. And now that's coming out in federal court in Chicago. That's coming out in federal courts in Mexico, that Los Zetas didn't just get the guns shipped out of the U.S. from the ATF. It was directly delivered to them by the DEA, FBI, and ATF, of course. And they're given rockets, hand grenades, RPGs. And, of course, that's all blamed then on gun shows as well. And we've seen now in the last 2 years Attorney General Eric Holder spending his time demonizing the Second Amendment nonstop, saying we've got to restrict the Second Amendment because of Mexico. And I told you the whole time that they were shipping the guns in. And now you know it's all admitted, correct as usual. When you realize that absolute evil runs the government at the top and the naive, compartmentalized people fill in the gaps at the lower level. They put inept, dumb, gullible order followers at the bottom. The mid-level, a little more sociopathic controlling, get a bigger piece of the stolen loot. The next crust level, high level, but still compartmentalized criminals. And then at the top, you've got the wheelers and dealers in your regional area who then go and attend criminal roundtable groups operating in government slash corporate slash academic roundtables, and then you have the national roundtables that coordinate those that then sit inside the larger global roundtables known as Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group, and other organizations. And this is how they use a mafia capo system to run this whole thing, because the British Empire in mainline history is basically a model of the Venetian black nobility system that was then exported into England about 550 years ago. They had more of a feudal system before that, and they brought in this mafia behind-the-scenes corruption mode that Machiavelli wrote about, sort of the term Machiavellian. They wrote the handbooks on how to do all of this, and Delta Force has taught Machiavelli, and our military at the highest levels has taught how to be Machiavellian. And if you don't agree with Machiavelli, then you do not get promoted to the management levels. That's on record. They give them Machiavelli his two books, and then they have to write reports on it. And if you say that I don't believe the end justifies the means and we're going to be evil for a greater good at the end of the day, then you're put in resupply, or you're put in training for the rappelling out of helicopters. But if you agree, well, then they send you to first kill a communist. Seems reasonable. Feels good. And then next, you blow up somebody who was exposing corruption in their car. And then next, you go to somebody's house and you make it look like a murder-suicide where dad kills the family and you kill mama and you kill the kids. Oh, after that happens, the millions start pumping right into your account. I mean, this is wonderful. And then you're led into the society of psychopathic killers. And you can just walk around laughing at the sheep all around you that have no idea how anything runs. and their blindness to corruption is just an ether in which you swim. You're like a fish swimming in a sea of blood. And you frolic around happily in the sea of blood and pain and corruption and destruction. And the system spreads because the globalists can't prosecute the high-level corrupt people or the mid-level or the low-level because it sets a precedent. And so corruption is then tolerated and then accepted and then institutionalized, and then hell is released. The dam breaks, pure corruption flows, and the dam is now breaking. And people are finally going, my gosh, Alex Jones is right. Let's try to fix it. Let's stop it. Let's tackle it. And government is going crazy, going, you don't talk about our corruption or you're with Al-Qaeda. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on total overload today. I didn't get any sleep last night, but I'm starting to catch my rhythm here. I'm starting to feel my oats. Listen, we got some really big news on the economy. I want to cover that first. Then I'm getting into Operation Fast and Furious, the latest mega developments off the charts. We've got a good chance, a soft spot on the dragon's belly here.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
They've openly set up Homeland Security in their own training manuals and in the public architecture of it to suppress local towns and cities when we go into a total collapse depression, that anyone who doesn't want their land taken, who doesn't want to be put into work brigades, will be arrested as a terrorist. That's what happens in a takeover like this. It's happened in countless other countries. You go look at the training manuals we've been sent, published, it's made national news. I've been to Marine Corps drills where they practice taking on farmers that won't give up their land saying, I'm an American. And they practice mowing them down with 50 cows. And Marines can call in and tell you that. They have been training for at least 15 years. ROTC, all over the United States, to, quote, take on militias and conservatives and libertarians. I've shown you the New York Times with the Explorer Scouts. People laughed 4 years ago. Oh, they're 14. I said, in 4 years, they'll be 18. Training to, quote, take on disgruntled veterans in Arizona who wouldn't turn their guns in. And the kids go in and train like little attack dogs to kill Johnny when he comes marching home. Because that's who they're worried about, folks. They know that once the military finds out they've been betrayed, once police finally wake up, they've got to have enough corrupt police and people to purge them. And by the way, you're going to be the first people that are targeted. If you're in really corrupt towns and you're a good cop, when this stuff does go into flashpoint, the establishment will tell you, hey, come out here in the loading area. I need to talk to you. And they're just going to, boom, right in the back of the head with a silencer, throw you in the back of a truck, go dump you. They'll just be killing all over the place because they got handbooks on this. They know exactly what they're doing. And this is a hardcore criminal wrecking crew. Look at Mexico. You think I'm look at how they pulled the trigger on shipping the guns in and starting the drug war between cartels. 30,000 dead, and the biggest percentage of them, the biggest minority of those, is cops. And they're planning all this in America. They're telling you, oh, we got to give our rights up or Al Qaeda will get us. Now, I'm going to get to your calls at 20 after next hour. I've got to cover this news in some type of concise way. And then I'm going to go to your calls on any of the issues. Ron Paul saying he's going to leave the House, win, lose, or draw for president. The off-the-charts economic news at 8 after next hour. I'm going to play the Geithner clip where he says, get ready for things we've never experienced in our lifetimes. I mean, people are alive that experienced the Depression. They know. They designed this debt black hole. And they keep telling you, just give us trillions more, we'll fix it. Now they want the third Greek bailout. Now they're talking about default, Europe collapsing. And people go, good, America is going to do good. No, 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 we'll collapse next. This is all, we told you that years ago. This is all engineered publicly to bring us into world government. They've got to collapse our societies. Their goal is to end the middle class. That is stated by Al Gore, by Maurice Strong, by the UN, by Ted Turner, by George Soros. He says he's having a great crisis. That's what's so sick about. They've imploded third world nation after third world nation. People make fun of third worlders. Oh, they can't get their act together. No, they didn't have George Washington, who wasn't perfect, but they set up real private property rights and more freedom than anybody else ever had. And that's why we're knee deep in wealth. We were neck deep in it. And all the blessings, you leave the Constitution and Bill of Rights, all the blessings that flow out of common sense government, it's all going away. It's all burning down right now. And you, we hadn't seen anything yet. This is the beginning. And the fight's on. I've been telling you this, folks. The fight's on. The fight's on. The president telling Congress he can do whatever he wants on war, guns, taxes, internet takeover, carbon taxes. I mean, it's on. All these congressmen saying the president's becoming a dictator. The dumb public will say, oh, well, he left office. The office is becoming a dictatorship. We're going to break. If you want to financially support us and get deals that are off the chart, Infowars.com is the online video bookstore. This week, Bohemian Grove's going on. Two DVD films, normally $24.95, $19.95, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and the Order of Death, with Invisible Empire, getting into their whole global government system. Excellent full-length feature film. And Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True, a free book and a free DVD with the purchase of one DVD. It's the Bohemian Grove Buy One, Get Two Free special at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.